And you know, the things I have said, if I had said them in the year 1600, they'd have me tied to a stake by now and ready to light the fire. Or they'd have their axes out, whatever. Are we going to continue to say this in the great and terrible day of the Lord? Are we going to proclaim the truth of the Lord? You know, there was another man, Ralph, what was his name? Wrote another book like this. What was his name, Mike? You should know the name of that book. I have his book, by the way. He wrote another book, certifying the things that are in this book. And by the way, I think the man is still alive. But you know what happened? The Catholics got after him. And he publicly renounced what he had written. But, oh my goodness, what is his name? His name is Ralph. Can't remember his. I have the book here. He publicly renounced what he had written and said it wasn't true.
Was that Mystery Babylon?
Mystery Babylon, yes. What was his last name, Connie?
I don't remember.
I think if you go on eBay, I think you could still find a few of his books. They can't force eBay not to sell them. But they put so much pressure. This man was a Protestant. I don't know what he was, Pentecostal or something. And the Catholic Church got to him somehow. And they put enough force onto. Sounds like the mafia, doesn't it? Yeah, you either retract that book or we're going to take care of your grandmother. You know, whatever. All right, I've said enough.
Wasn't it the Crusades that slaughtered all the people, the Anabaptists,
No, the Crusades went over to the Mideast, and they tried to take Jerusalem back from the Muslims. That's what they were all about. No, it was the Inquisition that went against the Anabaptists and the Huguenots and the such.
I just had a couple little things to say. It said that on Nimrod, the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. And to really simplify the term Babel, it means rebellion. Babel, rebellion. And that's what Babylon is. You know, anything that's not God is rebellion to God. And I believe that building that tower was him sort of like showing there's a way to get to God other than the right way to get to God. But the thing that really came to me today the most was when Joshua was coming sort of basically out of the world, and he was coming to the promised land, right? And the first city he destroyed was Jericho. And Joshua made a statement when he got done with that. He said, "Cursed be the man who rebuildeth this city. He will lay the foundation in his firstborn and hang the gates in his youngest." And the thought that came to me was, that's what's happening today, is this city is being rebuilt, this city of Babylon. And it's not only being rebuilt, it's pretty near the end of being rebuilt. We're getting right at the tail end of this city being rebuilt that Joshua said, "Cursed be the man that does it." And it's coming upon us. And so we can see it right before our eyes, you know, and that's what really came to me today during the meeting today was how we're seeing this city rebuilt. It's a reality. It's coming. It's going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the book Connie mentioned is not the one I had in mind. And who did you say, Rita, is the writer of that book? Okay, she found that book. That isn't the one I had in mind. This is the one I had in mind. Babylon Mystery Religion. And the name of the man is Ralph Woodrow. Ralph Woodrow, and he starts right in Babylon, source of false religion, mother and child worship. He's using the same some of the same pictures that were in the two Babylons. Goes right into it. It's a shorter book. Here's St. Peter's. St. Peter's and the big obelisk that's in front of St. Peter's. Amen. And you know that there was a pope that had to move that obelisk in the front of St. Peter's. And he offered a a lot of money to have that obelisk. You know what an obelisk is, don't you? It's really a phallic symbol, is what it really is. He had to have that thing moved in some of his construction, and he offered, oh, today it would be millions of dollars for any contractor that would move it. And a man came and actually moved that thing. And he had hundreds of horses with ropes tied to that thing, and he actually slid the thing over. And the part of the contract was that if the thing fell over and broke, the man was going to lose his life. What kind of a man would take up a contract to do that? Cool. Oh, very interesting things you can find in history of the Church of Babylon. Joel Richardson, Connie. Mystery Babylon. So there's other books been written, but this Two Babylons is the mother of the books. I'll call it the mother of books. Thank you, Mike. You must have more to say.
I think that's it for today.
Oh, by the way, one more thing. Talking about the one church system. Did you know what do you know about King Charles, by the way? What do you know about his activities and what he's done before he became king? What do you know, Mike? Larry? Have you been keeping track of this fellow?
Is that King Charles from England?
Yes, in England.
Yeah, no, I don't really know much about him.
Well, I think he's been in bed with with Islam. Certain things, you know, they don't. He did a lot of things that the press really didn't pay much attention to. But I got, You know, one of those little one-time only notices you get on in your mail. Do you ever get these, Mike? On your telephone?
I get all kinds of things, but I'm not sure if it's what you're talking about.
Well, sometimes you get a little thing that only comes on one time. And it most of the stuff you get, it comes three or four times. Everybody wants to report the same thing. Well, here's one that came that King Charles and his Queen Camilla are going to visit the Pope. And technically, Charles is the head honcho of the Church of England. So you know that anybody that goes to visit the Pope has to kiss his ring or kiss his foot or something like that. Somebody told me one time that there was a man that went and the Pope put out his foot or something, and the man refused to do it, and they hauled him out of there so fast that, you know, it was just unbelievable. So you have to bow to the man. So if the King of England is going down to visit the Pope, what's he going to do? What's this all about? And you know, the Archbishop of Canterbury in England now is a woman. I don't know what her name is, but one of the things on this little news thing is that Queen Camilla, and she's not really a queen, she's, in other words, if anything happens to Charles, she'll never be the queen. Queen consort, I guess is what she's called. She cannot wear a white dress in front of the Pope. I don't know what that's all about either, just for what it's worth. Well, we live in Babylon, brethren. I've been to the Philippines. I tell you what, the Roman Catholic Church is the prominent religion in the Philippines. Alan can certainly tell you that. He lives there among them. And but we will bring the Word of God into the midst of Babylon. Our lives are entangled in Babylon, really, they are. I mean, I have a bank account. In that sense, I'm involved in Babylon. There's no way that I could get my Social Security retirement pension without having a bank account. There's no other way. So, yeah, Daniel lived in Babylon. He had to work in Babylon. The things he did were to help the king of Babylon, prosper the king of Babylon. But Daniel was not of Babylon. He was in Babylon, but he was not of Babylon. You see, when he came to where he had to make a choice, would these three Hebrew brethren fall down and worship this thing when they hear all the music? No, here's where we cut it off. We will not. And so they faced the fire, amen, and God delivered them. When it came to Daniel, again, they caught him praying three times a day to the God of Israel, Jehovah God. And the king had to throw him in the lion's den. He lived in Babylon, but he was not of Babylon. And brethren, we're in a bit of a conflict, and there's coming a time when Babylon is going to fall. We'll talk more about that next week. The fall, the true fall of Babylon, the third Babylon, if you want to call it that, in our day and in our generation, is going to have to come to a very, very horrible end.
Mark, white is reserved exclusively for designated Catholic queens and princesses. And Camilla is not Catholic.
Yeah, thank you, Howard. I think that's why she wouldn't do it. You were able to look that up that fast? Yeah, Camilla is not a legitimate Catholic queen. Well, the whole basis of that relationship was based on adultery. We know that. Nobody else has anything to help us with here today? I love to hear what you guys have to share. So Mike is the only faithful one here today, huh?
One last little thing I was going to say, you know, I see Nimrod sort of as the first one that organized rebellion.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, there were probably people on earth before that were not following God, but he began to organize it, you know. And then that term you were looking for a while ago, Mark, with the Catholics, was that Philia D? Remember when you were saying something about what?
Yeah, that might be the term in Latin. Yeah. Yeah, they've made the man God. And they worship him as God. So the whole system is total idolatry. Total idolatry. There is no smattering. You know, the interesting thing is that sometimes the Word of God is actually read in the Catholic meetings. Actually. And so, therefore, it is actually possible to find salvation in the Catholic Church, but not because of the priests and not because of the Pope. It's because of the Word of God that is occasionally read. In fact, I think those that used to be Catholic would say, well, the priest would read something from the Old Testament and something from the New Testament, just to say that they're really still Christians. But they're not. They're something else. Well, I guess we've gone long enough. If we have nothing more to share, let's say our goodbye for today.
I just want to say one thing, bring a correction here. We are all faithful, not just Mike. No offense, Mike, but we are all faithful. We may not always have a lot of words to say, but we're here and we're listening and we are faithful, each and every one of us that come on every week.
Thank you, Rita.
Amen.
She's faithful too.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. I was a little hard in saying that.
Well, the way I took it, Mark, is you weren't saying everybody else wasn't faithful. You were just saying I was faithful to say something. So nobody else can really take that personal.
Yeah, it looks like Larry's gone. So he would usually have something to share. Opie often has something. I just really appreciate this from the elders and the brethren. All right. So
God bless you.
Yeah, we're here now. We'll say goodbye.
Thank Amen. You. Goodbye.
Bless Amen. You all.
God bless.
Faithful believers, bless you all.
Thank you. Bye. Say so.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.